Today's Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Zayin. We're beginning on the very bottom line of Pei Vav Omid Beis, and we are learning today Le'ilui Nishmas, Julius Rosenberg, and also Harry Cantor, Henoch Berev Yaakov. All the Shomos we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning, and we of course continue to learn for the safety of all the Chayalim in Eretz Yisrael. They should be successful in their mission to fight our enemies, the Rishayim, Hamas, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, and Chetzbollah, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, and they should be successful in bringing back the Chatufim, and there should be peace for all of Klal Yisrael. We pick up on the very bottom line, but we said Pei Vav Omid Beis with the words Tanya Idach. We have another statement that said over the name of Yehuda. We had a number of them yesterday. In this brisa, it tells us Rabbi Yehuda Omer Suma in Laboshes, that there is no din of Boshes for a Suma. If a blind person embarrasses someone else, there is no penalty that he has to pay for the embarrassment. Likewise, we turn to Pezayin with Aleph, V'chein haya Rabbi Yehuda potro mikol dinim shebetorah. Rabbi Yehuda also exempted the blind person from all dinim in the Torah. Now the word dinim in the Torah, we really see means dine mamonos, as we'll see momentarily in the Gemara. Now, what's the rationale behind this? My time in the Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that a blind person is not only exempt from the din of Boshes, but he also is exempt from all dinim in the Torah, from all monetary laws, in fact, being a judge, in terms of being a witness, in terms of being involved in litigation. So the basis is as follows. Amakor, the pasuk tells us, V'shoftu ha'eda ben ha'makeh uvein goel ha'dom ala mishpatum eila. This is halacha in regards to the person who kills by accident, the horig bishkaga, that he goes to an ori miklat, and it tells us in this pasuk that kosh yesh no b'makeh ubegoel ha'dom. Anybody that is involved in these dinim of goel ha'dom and in the dinim of a person who's horeg bishkaga, that he goes to an ori miklat, so yesh no b'mishpatim. Such a person is included in the dinim of mishpatim, to be a judge or to be involved in litigation. However, kosha eino b'maka uvegol adam, and as we learned yesterday, the blind person is not included in the dinim of maka and goel hadam, so therefore eino b'mishpatim. He's also not included in all the other dinim of dini mamonos in the Torah. Furthermore, Tani Yidach, another braisa from Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Suma in Laboshes. He says that a blind person also doesn't have the din of Boshes, which we've already explained many times. And, V'chein haya Rabbi Yehuda Potro, Mikol Mitzol, Suamuras B'Torah. And then, unbelievably, Rabbi Yehuda says that a blind person is exempt from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Some of the Mepharshim say this includes not only the mitzvahs asay that he doesn't have to do, but even the mitzvahs lo sasay. Others suggest, no, this is only the mitzvahs asay that he's not obligated to do, but of course, he can't go and do any of the lo sasays. Now, why is this? So Amar Rav Shisha Brei the Ravidi, my time in Rav Yehuda, Rav Shisha Brei the Ravidi says, what's the rationale behind this? Why is Rabbi Yehuda telling us that he's pater from Mikol Mitzvahs of Mirs B'Torah? So, Omar Kra, because the pasuk tells us. Now, we have the wrong pasuk here. It says it's a pasuk of Eila HaMitzvos HaChukim Yamishpatim, but that's the wrong pasuk. In fact, the pasuk is from the very end of Parashas Devarim, where it says, V'zos HaMitzvah HaChukim V'yamishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeichem L'amed Yisrael L'asos B'aretz Asher Atem Ovrim Shama L'Rishtah. Now, this pasuk is teaching us that, in fact, anybody who's involved, kol she'eshlo b'mishpatim, if you're involved in the chukim and mishpatim, so then, yeshlo b'mitzvos uv'chukim. Then you're also involved in all the other mitzvos in the chukim. But, v'chol she'eino b'mishpatim, but anybody, it's like we just darshened out, like a suma, who's not involved in all the other dinim, so then, eino b'mitzvos v'chukim. Then he, likewise, is going to be potter mikol mitzvos ha'amuros b'torah. And this leads us to a very interesting discussion, a very famous discussion from Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was one of the two famous Amoraim, was blind. Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were both blind. And Amar Rav Yosef said, Meiresh, originally, Hava Amina, I used to tell people, Man di Amar Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, anybody who holds the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that says, the Amar Suma Potim in a Mitzvos, this Bryce that we just wrote down, Rabbi Yehuda says that a Suma is exempt for doing all the Mitzvos. I said, anybody that says this is the way we paskin, I would make a suda mitzvah for the chachamim if this is how we pass him. Now, why would he be so excited about that? My taima, because he says, I'm a blind person, and if we pass him like this, that we're parted from the mitzvahs, and nevertheless I do them, the lo machkidina, and I do the mitzvahs, the kohadina mitzvahs, so wow, that must be a greater thing than somebody who is obligated in doing the mitzvahs and does them. And the rationale, the simple logic over here is, if somebody's obligated to do the mitzvah, okay, he has to do it. But if I'm not obligated and I do it, that's even a bigger thing. Now, why is that not true? As he himself says, However, Vahashta, now, the Shamas Lahad Rabbi Chanina, now that he heard the other member that was said over the name of Rabbi Chanina, what did he say? The Amar Rabbi Chanina, Godol HaMetzuva V'yosef, Mimi She'enu Metzuva V'yosef, that a person who actually is commanded to do something is on a higher level than someone who does the mitzvah who's not commanded to do it. And that's basically because of one of several reasons. Either because he has no Yetzirah not to do it. If the Yetzirah doesn't try to get you not to do it, so it's not as a big deal if you do it. Whereas the Yetzirah is working full time, if you're obligated in doing something, the Yetzirah is going to constantly try to get you not to do it. Likewise, if a person is constantly under the threat or the concern of, oh, I better do this mitzvah, oh, so I'm going to miss this man, I'm going to miss doing the mitzvah, so then that person is constantly suffering, so to say, for this mitzvah. He's constantly working on this mitzvah, so he's on a higher madrega. In any event, such a person who's obligated is on a higher madrega, Rabbi Chanina said. Godol ha-mitzuvah yosef, if you're commanded to do the mitzvah and you still do it, despite all of the Yitzhar's attempts not to get you to do it and all the trouble that you have to do the mitzvah, because the person can walk away who's not commanded. He said, I just don't have the time for that, or I'm not interested in that. So therefore, the person who is mitzuvah yosef is on a greater level. So now, Rabbi Yossi said, man diomali ain halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if somebody tells you the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, a suma is not exempt from the mitzvahs, it would be better for me if the Summa was obligated in the mitzvahs. So now, anytime a Chacham comes along and tells me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, Adina Yom Tovah Rabbanan, I would go and make a big celebration, a big suda for that person. Because now, my taima, d'chi mafdina, isli agritve. Because now, if I'm found to actually be obligated in the mitzvahs, not like Rabbi Yehuda, so then I'm on a higher madrega, and I get more reward. Now, we obviously don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for reward. The famous pasuk in Pirkei Avos that says, so we certainly don't want to go and serve God for just getting reward. But the idea is that if something has a lot of reward to it, so then it's obviously on a higher madrega, that mitzvah is on a higher madrega. So therefore, I want to have, quote, a mitzvah that has a lot of reward to it. In other words, a mitzvah that's a higher madrega. So that is what Rabbi Yosef is saying. So therefore now, if somebody can tell me that Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, in fact that a suma is obligated in doing all the mitzvahs, so then I would give that person a big suda, thanking him for paskining the halacha in that way. We go on to the next Mishnah. It says, Zeh chomer bi'adam mi'bishar. We've learned all of these dinim beforehand, and we just remind ourselves of them over here in the Mishnah, that a person has stricter dinim in some ways than an animal that goes and does damage. So if a person does damage, it's stricter than if an animal does damage. In what way? Sha'adam, if a person does damage, so not only does he pay for the damages, an animal also pays for the damages, but Adam Mishalei Nezek and Tzari Pusheva Zeboshes. He pays all the Chamisha Dvarim. He pays the basic Nezek, the damage, plus the four other things. It's Tzari Pusheva Zeboshes, which we've spoken about so much. He has to pay for the pain, he has to pay the doctor bills, he has to give him money for being unemployed, and he has to pay him for embarrassing him. Whereas if an ox does such damage, he only pays for the actual damage. Likewise, a person, Mishalim Dimei Vlados. If a person, Rahman Wuslan, goes and causes a woman to miscarry, so then he has to go pay for the value of the miscarried fetuses. As opposed to Vishar Ainu Mishalim Elo Nezek, Upati Midmei Vlados. And the Shar who does damage only pays for the actual damage, but doesn't pay for Tsar, Ripoy, Shevis, and Boshes. And Rahman Wuslan, if the Shar causes a woman to miscarry, so the owner of the Shar doesn't have to pay for Dimei Vlados, for the value of those babies. Now, Mishnah continues and says, Hamakis of Avizimo, we just had this in yesterday's share, the person, Rachmona Litzlan, hits his father or his mother, the loas of Hemchubura, he didn't make a wound in them. In other words, there is no chiyav of Misas based in this situation, so then there's no kom lemi derabamine, and he'll have to pay the five damage, the nezek, tsari, pushevis, and boshes. Likewise, if a person were to go and wound somebody on Yom Kippur, the chovel b'chaver b'yom kippur, which is an iser of kares, but it's not a mises based, and therefore it's not going to be kom lebi d'rabba minei. So then he's also going to have to pay for all five damages, the nezer tzar, ripo, shevis, and boshes, chayav b'chulam, because there's no kom lebi d'rabba minei here. Furthermore, hachovel b'yevet ivri, if a person were to go and do damages to an evet ivri, so chay b'kulam, there's the regular damages like any other yid, and he's have to pay all five types of damages. Except there's one that he may not have to pay, chutz min hashevis. He won't have to pay for unemployment, the fact that this evet cannot work, assuming bisman shu shalo, if this is your evet, because you've already paid for that. So to say, if he was destitute and you bought him, or if he had stolen from somebody and he didn't have the money to pay back, so therefore he was sold as an evet ivri, and you paid for those things that he stole, so you've already earned, so to say, his employment, and therefore, if he can't work, you're the only one that's being impacted, and therefore, you don't have to pay him. So, chutz min hashevis is b'shu shalom. But that's only if he's, of course, your evet. Every. Now, hachov will be eved kinani shalachayim. If somebody goes and does damages to someone else's eved kinani, so then chayav b'chulin. You have to go give the owner of that eved all of the five things: the nezek, tzar, yipur, sheves, and boshes. Albeit, Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer ein lavod in boshes. He says there is no boshes compensation over here that you have to pay, but the others you would have to pay according to Rav Yehuda as well. The Mishnah continues and says cheresh, person who can't hear or speak. Shota, a person who's nebuch, not mentally competent, or katan, a person under the age of bar bat mitzvah. So any interactions with these people is not going to be good for you. It's not going to work out well for you. Pigiyosun ra, having a legal relationship with them is not going to work out well for you because they're always going to have the upper hand. So chovu bem chayiv, for example, if you cause damage to them, you have to pay for it, but if they cause damage to you, since they're not considered a bar hachi, they're not considered mentally competent, so then, hachovu behem chayv, you have to pay if you damage them, but behem shechovu be'acherim p'turim, but they don't have to pay other people's damages that they caused. Likewise, ha'eved v'ha'isha, if you interact with an eved or an isha on a legal type of a basis for a tort type of conditions, so pigyasin ra, it's also bad for you, because they don't have any money, and you will have to go pay for damages. If you cause an eved kinani or a woman damage, so you have to pay for the damages that you caused. However, if the woman or the eved kinani does damage to you, they cause damage to someone else, because they technically don't have any money. And therefore, since if they wish to go and get back at their husband or get back at their master, so they could just cause damage and say, ha-ha, I don't have any money, go get it from them. So therefore, Chazal instituted it, they don't have to pay. The husband or the owner of the Eved Kinani doesn't have to go pay for the damages. Albeit, when the woman, if she were to get divorced or become an amana, or this Eved Kinani, if he were to get freed, so then they would have to go and pay all the damages that they had done. And they actually write up a shtar for that while they're still married and while they're still an Eved Kenani, in case they get freed from either being a married woman or from being an Eved Kenani, so then they would have to go and pay. So, Abu Mishalman li Acharsman, they would have to go and pay eventually. So, obviously, that's a disincentive for them to go and just damage. Otherwise, they could basically do anything they want and not have any liability. The Mishnah continues, therefore, Nizgar Shaisha, if the woman becomes divorced, or Nishtachre Ha'evet, or if this Eved Kinani becomes freed, so at that point in time, they'll have to go and pay the debts that they had previously accrued. So Chayavim L'Shalim, they'll have to go and pay at this point in time. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, Rachmona Litzlan HaMaka Ove V'Imo, V'Oso Behem Chabura, if in person, in fact, hit their father or the mother and did make a Chabura. So now the Chayiv Misa, and therefore, even if there are no witnesses, they still would be a Kamle B'Dirabimine, and certainly if there are witnesses, and they'd be Chayiv a capital crime, so then we certainly would apply the principle of Kamle B'Dirabimine. So in this situation, they're not going to pay the damages. Likewise, V'Chovo B'Chabura B'Shabbos, as opposed to before we talked about Yom Kippur, which is only a Chayiv of Kares. Now, if you do damage to someone else on Shabbos, it's a Chayiv of Mises Beistin. So in these situations where there's a Chayiv of Mises Beistin, even if the Beistin can't go and give you Mises Beistin for technical reasons, this is still Komlei Midirabimine, as we spoke at earlier in the Masechta, and therefore, Potter Mikulon. You're not going to have to pay any of these five types of damages, the Nezek, and then the Tsarip, Rosheves, and Boshes. Why? Because you're Chayiv Mises Beistin, and therefore, Komlei Midirabimine, you only pay the higher penalty, and you don't have to pay the financial penalty. The hachovel be eved kinani shelo, if a person goes and damages his own eved kinani, so then part be kulon, since he'd be paying himself, so then he doesn't have to pay any of the damages. Tosus points out in Dibur Maschil be eved kinani shelo part be kulon. He says, what about the ripui? You'd have to go and pay the ripui. You have to go and heal your eved kinani. The person Rachmana Lislan kills an eved kinani, so you'd be chayav misa. So if you damage your eved kinani, you have to go and get them better. You have to go and pay the doctor bills. So Tosus points out, yes, but he's talking about a situation where the person got better faster than expected. So the extra payments that would have been made normally don't have to be paid in this situation because you own this Eved Kanani. Okay, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara begins and says, "Boymini Rabbi Elazar mirav, Rabbi Elazar asks Rav the following: Hachovel bevas tano shalachayim. If somebody went and damaged a young girl who belongs to someone else, obviously this woman is not your daughter. This young girl belongs to another family. She belongs to another person. So this damage, who do we pay the damages to? Do we pay it to the young girl or do we pay it to her father? So chavol lemi, Rabbi Elazar is asking Rav, who gets the money for the damages over here? Do we say, mi amrinon, kivan di akne le rachmono shevach ne'urim liav, since the father has the right to go and get the kesef kiddushin, if he marries off his daughter while she is a ketana, or even when she's a nara, so the father gets the kesef kiddushin, so the Torah gave him the right to go and marry off his daughter, And because the Ketana, he even has a right to go and sell his daughter for Yud in the hope that she'll get married to the guy, but can go sell her as an Amoha Ivriya. So Kivan the Akli L'Rachmona Shevach Nirum Liyav, since the father has this right, so then, just like he gets the Kesef Kiddushin, just like he gets the money for selling off his daughter, so to Chavol Anami, Devu Ahavi. Do we say, Rabbi Lazar Esrav, that he also is entitled to Rachmona L'San? If she gets damaged, he's also entitled to those damage payments. Why? My time. What's the reasoning? Because Daha Achasa Mikaspa. Because now, because she's damaged, she wouldn't be worth as much if he tried to either sell her as a Amo Evriya or tried to marry her off. She wouldn't command this higher price. And since the father is entitled to that, so too he's entitled to get this money from Chavala. Or do we say no? Odilma. He's entitled Shevach Neurim Hu the Akni Le'Rachmona. The Torah gave him the right to get the Kesef Kiddushin because the boy Lemimsar Lo Lemuke Shchin. Matzi Masa, because if the father wished to marry off to a man who Nebuch has Shchin, and it would be a very undesirable marriage, nevertheless the father has the right to do so, so therefore that's why he's given the Kesef Kiddushin. That's like a gift that's given to the father, since he can marry off to a horrible person, so hopefully he'll marry off to a nice person, so we give him the Kesef Kiddushin. However, that's only the Kesef Kiddushin. Abu Chavala, but if Rachman al-Islam, this girl got damaged, so then the father's not entitled to that. Kivin di boy, mischavobo, lo matzi chaval. He doesn't have the right to go damage her. So therefore, those damaging rights, so to say, aren't his. He doesn't have the right to damage his daughter. So therefore, if she does get damaged, if she does get hurt, Rachman al-Islam, he's not entitled to that money. And therefore, lo kani le Rachmana. Therefore, the Torah didn't give him the rights to that money. So that's the question that Rabbi Lozer asked Rav. And we turn to Pei Zayin. I'm in base for the answer. Rav tells him, Omar Le, Lo Zichsa HaTorah Le'ov, Elo Shevach Ne'urim Bavad. The Torah only gave the father the rights to the Kesef Kiddushin, but did not give the father the rights to the Chavola. Rabbi Lozer questions this, and he says, wait a second, our Mishnah. Eisve, he says, our Mishnah, it said, Achovo B'Evid Ivri, Chai B'Kulon, Chutz Min HaShevis B'Zman Shu Shalom. If a person damaged an Eved Ivri, so if it's somebody else's Eved Ivri, he has to pay for everything. But if his own Eved Ivri, so he has to pay him for everything, with the one exception being the unemployment. Since he's paying him to be his Eved Ivri, essentially, so therefore, he doesn't have to go and compensate him for not being able to work. Now, if the owner of the Eved Ivri doesn't have to go and pay the Sheves, so a similar argument, Rabbi Lozer says to Rav, can be made from our Mishnah that the father should be entitled to the chavala money of his daughter. If she is damaged, so therefore she can't work, and the father should be entitled to get the sheves and other damages that his daughter suffered. So Rabbi says, yeah, in regards to the damages, Rav would agree with you 100%, but only for the sheves. Amar Abayi, Modi Rav B'Sheves. Rav would agree with you in the damages of the sheves category. Yes, since the father is entitled to his daughter's handiwork, so therefore he's entitled to the unemployment benefits she would get, Rachman al-Islam, if she was damaged, if she was wounded. Because Demayasi Adel, Achaz Bagris, the Aviyah Haba, because that is something that the father is entitled to until his daughter reaches the age of Bagris. So, therefore, Rav would agree with you in regards to the Sheves, but you have no raya from here about anything else. Rabbi Lozer tries again. Esve, he says to Rav, Hachovel bivno gadol, we have a man who goes and hurts his older son. Yitin lo miyad. He has to go and pay him compensation. He has to give him nezik saripu sheves aboshes right away. Yitin lo miyad. But, bivno katan, if a father were to go and hurt his son who's under the age of bar mitzvah, so he can't give him the money because the son won't be able to really handle the money. So yasalu skula, he goes and establishes a trust fund for him. He goes, and we'll see later on the Gemara, says buy a sefer Torah for him or buy a field for him that will produce fruits. And yasalu skula, go and make this skula for the son. And in that situation, the son will be taken care of for the damage that you did to him. However, hachovo bivito ktana, if a man goes and does damage to his younger daughter, Potter, he doesn't have to go and pay anything because seemingly Rav Elazar says to Rav, you see that the father's entitled to it. So therefore, the father is entitled to the chavala. That's going to be the question on Rav. And furthermore, if other people did this, the father gets it and not the girl. So this is a kasha on Rav. So the Gemara answered the same we just answered a minute ago. No, this is only talking about the Sheves. Hachanami b'Sheves. This is only talking about the unemployment that the daughter is entitled to, but not talking about any of the other damages, and therefore there's no kasha on Rav from these two opinions that we just brought down. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Ubivno Godo Yitin Lomiyad. We just said that the father damaged his older son above the age of Bar Mitzvah, so he has to go pay him right away. Urminu, but that seems to go against another brisa. This other brisa says, Achovu bebonov uvivnosov shalachem. If a person, Nebuch, goes and hurts somebody else's children, so gedolim yitin lemuyat. He has to go give the older children immediately the compensation for the damages that he did to them. Ketanim yatzel l'skula. And if they're under the age of bar mitzvah, so he makes a trust fund for them, and they'll be taken care of in that way. But here's the kasha. Here it says, bebonov uvivnosov shalom. If they're his own children that he damaged, potter. Now, we just brought down the brisa, hachovu buvno gado yitilo miyad. And here we just said, bibanu buvnosov shalo potter. So we have a stira between the two brises. So the Gemara answers, Amre lokasha. There's no stira over here. It depends. They're talking about different types of relationships between the father and his son. Kan kishesmuchim al shulchano. The second brisa, where the father is exempt from paying for his children's damages, is when the children are still being supported by him. They're dependent. Shesmuchim al shulchano. They're leaning on his table. They're dependent upon his table. But in the first brisa, kan kishesmuchim al shulchano. The father's not supporting them, so therefore he has to pay the damages right away. More questions, and says, really? But mayu kimta l'kamaisa. So then, in the first brisa, we're saying, as we just said, b'she'ein smuchan al shulchano, that the father has to go pay for his children because he's not supporting them. So yihachim sefer, but keep on reading that brisa. It said, hachovu bevito aktana potter. If he goes and damages his daughter, he is potter. He doesn't have to pay. And we said, lo od, and even if somebody else did it, elachem shachovu ba chayov l'itin l'viya, the father should get it. But wait a second, if the father's not supporting her, l'dida boil mesav lo, then that compensation should be given to her, because the father's not supporting her. The boy is only because she needs food, and therefore that compensation should go to her. And even according to the opinion, there's a machlokas about this. Can an owner say to his Eved Kenani, listen, I'm not going to support you, you have to work for me, and then at night, when you're not working for me, go out and beg for your food. So even according to Man D'Yomar, it says you're allowed to do that, that's only by an Eved Kenani. Because that opinion holds that the master has the right to say to his Eved Kenani, Demolei, Avid, Avidator, go work for me, Kulayom, all day long, Uliurta, and at night, Zil, Sechar, Vechol, go around and go and find other people to give you food and go and eat. However, you can't do that for an Eved Ivri, and certainly not for a daughter. I will Eved Ivri, the Pasuk says about an Eved Ivri, Ki Tov Lo Imach. If you have one steak, you got to give it to the Eved Ivri. If you have one bed, you got to give it to the Eved Ivri. It's very good for him to be by you. So therefore, Ki Tov Lo Imach. And certainly, Imcha b'Maychel, Imcha b'Mishta, he has the better food, he has the better drink. So Kol Shekein Bito, certainly your daughter. So how can you tell us over here that the father should get it if he's not supporting his daughter? So Gemara answers, Kedama Rava Breid Ravula, as Rava, who is the son of Ravula, said, Lo Nitzucha El Hadafa. We're dealing over here with when there's extra earnings. This girl makes more than she's expected to make, and in that situation, it goes to the father. So she's already supported, and therefore the extra goes to the father. So to over here, Hochanami, Lo Nitzucha El Hadafa. We're dealing here in the first brisa that the daughter doesn't get the extra income. It's the extra income that she doesn't get. She would get the regular income, that if she was damaged, so she'd be entitled to get enough to support her. But anything extra, that would go to her father. Okay. Gemara continues now and says, "Bimayu kimta lebrais the basraisa." The second brisa that we brought down, how did we understand that one? We said the reason why the father gets the money is because b'smuchan al shulchan, because his older sons are dependent upon his table, and as a result, he doesn't have to pay them if he damages them. However, we then said, "Gedolim," if other people went and damaged them, so yitin lemiyat. If there were gedolim that were damaged, they have to be paid right away to the sons. And Kitanim Yatsim was school. If you damage the younger sons, so then you make a trust fund for them. But wait a second, Amai, why should they get it? If they're dependent upon the father's table, Amai, Lavim boy lemisrei. Why are you giving it to them? You should give it to the father. So the Gemara answers, no, Amrei. Kiko kopid, when is the father insistent that that money come to him? Bemidi de kochoser. If he actually has a financial loss from it, so then he says, well, listen, I'm suffering from this, so I should get the money. However, but if it's something that comes from someplace else, so then lo kapid, the father says, okay, I'm not suffering any loss, so I don't mind if my kid gets it. Gemara says, wait a second, is that really true? Bar mitziah, if the kids find something, the me'amo kosilu, it comes to the children with no loss to the father, yet, bar kapid, the father wants it. And the father's entitled to keep it. The kids don't get to keep it. And you see, in this situation, even though it's no financial loss to the father wants it. So how can you tell me, oh, there's no financial loss, so the father doesn't care? So my answer, no, Amri. Ravcha de ka'asi lehu me'alma, a benefit such as the mitziah that comes into the children. However, the less lehu tzara de gufayu begava, but they had didn't have suffering to go and get it. They happened to find the $10 bill, so the father wants it because he's supporting them. So therefore, cop it. However, avo chavala, something which the kids got, yeah, they got a benefit over here, but it came at a great expense. They were hurt. So the islahu tsara de gufayu, that the children got tsar in order to get this, quote, bonus over here, that they're being paid for their damages. So then, ume alma kasilu, even though it came from the outside, it came through no effort of the father, lo kapit, the father doesn't insist upon getting that. So a fine, the metziah, the father insists upon getting. But something which they had to, quote, earn through the damages to their body, the father is not going to lose any money on it, and therefore he doesn't insist that he get it. And the Gemara questions this and says, wait a second, Vahasam, the Isla Tsara de Gufa, where the girl has physical pain, Ume Alma Kasila, and the person who caused that damage is going to pay for it, and yet we see the Kokopi, the father, wants to get it. Diktani, as we learn, Vilawot, Ella, Afilu Acheim Shechavuba, Chayav Mitelevia. If somebody else did the damage to her, nevertheless, the father gets it. So how can you tell me when it was pain and suffering that caused her to get the money and no financial loss to the father? In that situation, the father won't insist upon getting the money. You see here that he does. So he says, no, Amri. Hasam de gavro kaptanu. That's talking about a man who's already a nasty guy from the start. He's a machbi type of person. He's not supporting his kids. Da in smuchin al shulchano. So he's already showing, I don't really want to support them, and I want everything from them. So I feel with me, does he lo mi alma kapit. So therefore, he's not a nice guy. And therefore, he wants everything to come to him, even if he had nothing to do with getting it and didn't suffer any financial loss, he still insisted upon getting it. However, Hacha, the Lav Gavro Kabdanu, and the other Brisa, where he is not makpid on them, he is supporting them. Toha Smuchin al Shulchano. In that situation, Ki Kokopit, he's going to be makpid b'midi, the Kochosale. He's only going to be makpid about something where he's losing money, so then he wants to be compensated. However, b'midi, the Kochosale, he's makpid. B'midi, the Osilu, me amalo kopit, but something that comes naturally to them, and it didn't cause him any financial loss, so he's going to let his kids have it. And that's how you can reconcile the two prices. Now, by the way, what does it mean, my skula? When we said that you have to establish a trust fund, what does that mean? So I already gave you these answers. Rav Chisda Amar Sefer Torah. You go buy a Sefer Torah for the kid, meaning that he'll learn from the Sefer Torah. And then when he gets older and he needs money, you'd be allowed to go and sell the Sefer Torah for certain things. So that's the first opinion. Rabba Barafun Amar, no, it's more of a financial thing. Buy him a dikla, buy him a palm tree, and this way the palm tree will produce dates. The Alchuminei Tamer, and he'll be able to eat dates. And dates are very nourishing food, and therefore he'll be fine. Now, this machlokis that we just brought down, that Rabbi Elazar and Rav, V'cheinu Marish Lakish, Rish Lakish said the same thing, Lo zichsa toru li'av, ela shevach ne'urim buvad. He says, like Rav, that the father's only entitled to money like the Kiddushin money. The Kesef Kiddushin, the father's entitled to it, but he's not entitled to the Chavala money. That's just like Rish Lakish is saying, just like Rav. However, Yochanan Amar afilu p'tzia. Yochanan says, no, the father gets even Chavala money. Even if she has a petza, the father gets that. Someone says, "Pitzias hakadaitach." Do we really think that the father is entitled to get a wound money for the chavala? Afilu Rabbi Elazar, even Rabbi Elazar, would question Rav. Lo kol mubayil le'ela chavala. He was talking about a regular chavala, but he wasn't talking about something like a petz. As we turn to Peches and Aleph, and that's because the apachas or mikaspa, as Rashi says, the father has the right to sell her, and as a result of her being damaged, she's not going to sell for so much money. So therefore, he's losing money. Our petzia, the law of mikaspa, a petza is a type of a wound that's not noticeable, so it doesn't cost him any money. So therefore, lo komi baile, he didn't go and ask, shouldn't the father get that? So Rav Yochanan is even stricter, so to say, in terms of the father getting it for something that is not even going to cost the father any money in terms of when he marries off his daughter. So Amar Yosi Bar Chanina, no, shepitzah b'fanel. We're talking here about a type of petza that was on her face, the afkasa mikaspa, and it also is going to cause the value of the girl to go down. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan are really saying the same thing, that they're saying that the father's entitled to the chavala money because it basically costs the father something, and that the daughter won't be able to be married off for as high a kesef of kiddusha because of the damage that she has, and that's why Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar say that the father is entitled to it, as opposed to Rav and Rish Lakish say, no, the father is not entitled to that. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's shiur.